So there's been some unauthorized biographies or a unauthorized biography that's come out to talk about Roger Ailes. It was only a matter of time before the left would start to attack the man behind one of the biggest cable networks in North America, Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes, if you know anything about him, goes back to the old days of the Mike Douglas Show. He's a producer on that talk show. And, of course, he was a political consultant for presidential campaigns like Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and, of course, built the 20th century Fox Network, Fox News, into Rupert Murdoch's most profitable property. He's the guy behind, and, of course, all his hosts are the ones behind the fact that Fox News beats all the other cable networks combined. At 73, it's hard to believe Roger Ailes is 73. I'd have guessed he was 72. No, I'm just kidding. He shows no interest in retiring outside the day-to-day running of Fox News and the Fox Business Channel and Fox Television Stations Group. He has a weekend residence in Garrison, New York, with his wife Elizabeth and their 14-year-old Zachary. The talk about another network coming up with Bill O'Reilly as part of it is out there. And, of course, he talks about MSNBC and CNN as non-entities, so to speak, and how they have screwed things up on their own. So don't believe the haters that are out there about Roger Ailes. Make up your mind yourself. Research him a little bit. Watch the channel. Listen to the man, because he certainly is a genius. Even Rush Limbaugh will admit that. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.